That's all I need to know about you.
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 That is all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 and Sienna and Raven. 40% of Americans plan to call in sick or at least be late to work on Monday. If you're going to say that you have food poisoning or that your grandmother died because you're bloated from drinking too many Natty Lights and eating a pepperoni pie, that's all I need to know about you.
Keep an eye out for that Natty Light commercial during the Super Bowl. They're paying for somebody's student loans, Anna Zapp.
Oh, that's nice.
I love it. Yeah. Look for it. Yeah. It's going to be great. Christian, what do you got?
If you were warned by the federal government to not run up on wild animals and try and take a selfie with them, but do anyways, that's all I need to know about you.
I don't feel bad for those people when they go viral.
Me neither.
You know, a ram got them.
Right. I mean, they've had bears eat people, that type of stuff. Like, I mean, it's serious consequence. You just fall off a cliff because you got to get that photo.
I don't understand. Like, why? Yeah. How come when I see a wild animal, my first instinct is not to take a selfie with them?
Lock doors.
You're a smart person.
Roll them up, kids. Roll them up.
I see deer on the Merritt Parkway and I freak out. I'm like, don't get close.
Not even close. I'm not trying it.
Still swears it's a wolf from time to time. She'll tell you that the wolves are here.
There's wolves on the Merritt Parkway. That's a fact.
Anyways, if you're a solution to going ahead and cleaning out your garage or your shed or whatever it may be at this time of year because there's so much snow out there and you just want to make the room and you can't fit everything in your trash, your solution is to light it all on fire in your backyard. That's all I need to know about you. I mean,
so weird.
I mean, I get it. I don't want to carry certain pieces of furniture away either. But what do you do with those couch springs when they're in your backyard?
Light them on fire.
I mean, these are regular people. And when I see something crazy, I'm like, they must have guests.
Right.
Somebody's come over and done something insane at their house.
Yeah, good ideas.
I don't know.
All right. If you want to chime in, too, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We were looking for somebody to come in to sing the national anthem live, and we had a lot of submissions, auditions, but then, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven, this happened.
Oh, can you see? What?
Sounds good. Hold on a minute. Hold on, we'll get your info.
And Raven hung up on 10-year-old Owen, and I was very upset about it.
Listen, all right, you know that we are in the business of turning over phone calls quickly. A lot of people call in here. There's a lot of submissions, and, it happened.
All right, well, let me
I had to move on, Owen. I'm sorry. Owen, all right, there had to be a winner going to the next round.
But afterwards, we felt bad, and we invited Owen in to come in, and we said he could do whatever he wants. Owen and his mom, Jennifer, joining us this morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
All right, Owen, let me tell you a little bit about Owen Raven.
Give me all the stats. Make me feel worse.
10-year-old Owen taught himself both guitar and piano. Taught himself. Okay. He loves theater. He's in an upcoming production of Annie at the Westport Country Playhouse.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
He's been part of the toy drives for Yale New Haven Children's Hospital for the last 5 years with media press.
I have other friends that are involved with that. Now we know people. Now we know common people.
Right. And Owen, can you tell Raven what you watched him do?
Hang up on me.
He hung up on you? And how about at the Globetrotters game?
Oh, he totally missed a free shot.
Wow.
Yep. So he was also in attendance at the Harlem Globetrotters game where you couldn't make a shot.
Right, I did have that one game where I made the first three that I threw. Right. I mean, now that was impressive. But yes, last year I didn't make a single shot. So funny. Now they're coming back and I was just hoping, don't call me.
Jennifer, how did it feel to listen to your son be berated by
berated? I was not berating him.
No, it was all in good fun. We love the show, so.
See that? See, the people get the joke. They understand. I mean,
and the best part is we got called in. How about that?
See that? Right, right. So this is what we've come to now at this point, is that I'm going to turn over control of the radio station because Owen obviously is a great performer and he has all these fantastic things in his background and I still want to go to heaven.
Right.
So I felt very guilty after that situation. And I've spoken with everybody in his family pretty much at this point and everybody is very, very nice. So
Owen, you're going to be our halftime performer. We have Jonathan Law Choir coming in the 8 o'clock hour to sing the national anthem.
I thought we established timeline-wise. I mean, he's the pre-game.
He's the pre-show.
He's the pre-show.
The pre-show.
Right.
And
right.
What are you going to perform for us?
I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Go ahead. Take
Very
it away.
Nice. Go ahead. Take it away, my friend.
With guitar, I mean, might add.
I know, right. He's playing his own guitars. I'm a terrible judge of character.
Done me in your bed, I felt it. I tried to be chill, but it's a lot that I melted. fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back for the golden run. I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to run some or learn some, but I won't hesitate. Your mind will see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need to complicate, but our time is your worth. So this is our fate. I'm yours.
Yeah! Oh, Jennifer, you must be so proud of him. Oh, he's so
I'm just putting a little sugar on my crow over here. Yeah. All right, that's what I'm doing. I'm putting a little sugar on my crow that I'm eating over here. Thank you, Owen. That was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, you're the best. If you want to watch that again, we have it all on Facebook Live. Just head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. Oh, Owen, yay!
Aren't they so much nicer than me?
Yes.
They're clearly better people than me, 100%. And they're more talented than me.
Yep.
It's all got summed up in one break. I'm glad that we put a bow on it.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Alana and Mark are joining us together this morning. Alana, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, we have the Super Bowl coming up, and I made plans for us to go to my mommy's group where other husbands will be so that we can watch the Super Bowl, and Mark is not very happy with that.
Wait, what is a mommy's group?
Oh, it's like is it put together by a pediatrician?
Ours wasn't, but there are some that do that, yes.
Okay.
Ours is, I met this on Meetup group, and it's a wonderful group of women. We all have kids right around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I see.
It's basically strangers that get together that have a common age for their children.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Correct.
Like, hey, we're
correct.
All designated to be friends because you were born in the same cycle of the moon.
I love my mommy group.
All right. And you're against this, Mark. You think that this is a terrible idea.
I mean, can you imagine anything worse?
Yes.
There's nothing worse than that. Like, I just want to sit home with some chips, pizza, and just watch the Pats annihilate the Rams. Like, that's all I want to do. I don't want to sit there and be like, ooh, I can't wait for the halftime show. It's going to be really great. Don't care about the commercials. I want to watch a football game.
So you don't know the other husbands, basically? Like, I mean, it's not like you can go there and get rowdy with those guys.
Yeah, I don't know them at all. They're probably a bunch of weenies. And
They are not. Come on.
Wait, how about if you go there and you meet a best friend? Did you think about that?
I understand what he's saying is that you don't want to go there because during a game, some people are very expressive. You don't want other people to judge you because you're overly expressive about football. Some people think football's stupid. They're terrible people.
I did tell him that if we're not having a good time, we can leave at halftime.
Oh, she has said this before. That's not real.
I mean, Mark,
that's
not real. Then Mark's going to miss Big Boy. All right, American treasure, Big Boy.
Alana, I'm assuming that you don't want to go by yourself.
No, I don't want to go by. Listen, we don't have any friends in this area. This is a great way to have some friends, meet some other people that are similar circumstances as we are.
You mean with child?
Well, all right. What we do is we ask our audience.
That 6 month old is the wingman, man.
Yeah, and they may agree with you, Alana. What's the big deal? You make some friends. It's a mommy group. Clearly, your wife knows these women. She knows that they're cool. And what's the big deal about spending a night with them? They may see your side, though, Mark.
Cool.
Super Bowl, when it's an important game to you, is not the night to decide to socialize at a party with a bunch of strangers. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Reluctantly, yes.
Mark, I think people are going to sympathize with you. We'll see what happens.
I just want to say my husband Paul met his best friends through my mommy group.
All right.
Just saying.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Alana and Mark have joined a mommy group, and she would like to spend Super Bowl Sunday with them at one of their houses.
Oh, man.
He says, absolutely not. I don't know these dudes. The last thing I want to do is spend Super Bowl Sunday with a bunch of guys I don't know and a bunch of moms and their babies.
Let's face it. There are certain days that you're expected to not necessarily behave yourself. Your birthday is one of them. Super Bowl Sunday could certainly be another.
Oh, taking it too far. 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Star 99.9. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God, the husband's side, for sure. That just sounds like a terrible idea. Terrible idea. Nobody wants to go and meet a group of strangers for the first time during the Super Bowl. No.
You know, I have to say, it sounds like a play date to me where they're setting these two guys up, like, in a sandbox, and they're like, all right, go be best friends while we go over here and do what we want to do. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. It's a bit awkward, Super Bowl day.
No, it is, because Super Bowl is really when you should spend with people that you're comfortable with. I'll give you that. But I am into the idea of him meeting these other dads, only because I've had such, like, success myself with it. I don't know.
Anna loves to play matchmaker.
I love my mommy group. All right, you want to chime in, too, call us. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport, Couples Court on. Alana and Mark are part of a mommy group, and she would like to spend Super Bowl Sunday with them and their husbands. He says, I don't know these guys. The last thing I want to do is spend the day with a bunch of strangers. With a bunch of strangers.
Let's put it this way, all right? Let's be real here. She chose the mommy group. Her and that baby chose the mommy group. He didn't have any input on this mommy group, and now he's got to go be BFFs on Super Bowl Sunday. He just wants to watch the Pats.
Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Hi, Anna and Raven.
Good morning. I'm on the husband's side. I'm 75. I've been to a lot of Super Bowl parties. And you know how men are? They say foul words. a lot of screaming. They don't want little kids running around and listening to it. I'm for the men.
Nobody looks cool when they knock over a toddler at a stranger's house. You're absolutely correct.
I mean, you definitely should not say any of the F words in front of a 4-month-old. Right.
What are you doing rooting for the Rams, you 4-year-old?
Right.
Suplex you. Mm-hmm. You don't belong to me. And Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on dad's side. It's just awkward. These people are going to watch a game, and he wants to actually pay attention, and you're supposed to, like, mingle and talk in between, and it's just weird. There's a time and place for this, and Super Bowl's not it.
That's very nice of you. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. You know what I'm doing if I'm at some stranger's Super Bowl party?
What?
Instead of watching the game or paying attention to the commercials like I should be.
You're stealing things from their bathroom?
Well, that's actually not a terrible idea.
Right.
But what I'm doing is I'm paying attention to who's licking their fingers and who's washing their hands.
Well,
okay?
Okay.
Because that's bad. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on that poor man's side.
Tell us why.
I feel so bad for that man. He got once a year to celebrate all the screaming and hooping and hollering in his own private home. He could take off his shirt when his team hit a touchdown, run around with no clothes on, whatever the case may be.
Yep.
But let that man stay at home and let him enjoy himself for once a year. Mm-hmm. She want to go play with her friends, go play with her friends and do whatever. Do whatever she wants.
Sure. Hold your man in high regard.
When he wants to take off his pants because the Rams just scored.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know, let me take off my shirt, run around, spill the beer all over the floor, whatever the case may be, peanuts all over the floor, like look like Texas Roadhouse.
I'm just saying,
this is Sandy again, because I'm always calling every day. This is Sandy again.
I'll take it every day.
My man had that pee.
Thank you, Sandy.
Sandy's been outside my house. Thank you, Sandy.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mark, our audience agreed with you. Alana, the people felt like if he's really that against it, he's only going to have an attitude and then he's not going to make friends anyway. Mm-hmm. So maybe make an excuse and not be able to go this time around.
God, come on.
Hon, you can go. If you want to go, go. I'm fine being home by myself.
Yeah.
That's the problem is you're fine being home by yourself. Every single time. Why we don't have friends.
I'm a big boy. I don't need more friends. I'm okay.
Doesn't need friends.
He's over the friends.
Yeah. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck in making friends in the future, Alana. I think you have your work cut out for you. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com. We set out to find the perfect person to kick off Super Bowl weekend by singing the national anthem live on the air. We got many awesome submissions.
Mm-hmm.
But today on Star 99.9, we have brought in a very special group of people that submitted. Jonathan Law High School Choir!
So excited. I mean, we did get a lot of great individual submissions, and thank you, everybody, for participating, but when we actually got this video here, I mean, it was more than we could ignore, no question about it.
Yeah, joining us, Kelly Jones from Jonathan Law. Miss Jones, I can't believe you brought all these kids in here. There's 25 kids in the studio right now.
25 amazing Jonathan Law High School Choir members that are here representing all of our Jonathan Law High School Choir members who couldn't be with us in the studio since it's 25 only. So we're really excited to be here and represent our choir who do amazing things together.
How many are in the choir total?
We have 52 in the choir this year.
That is a lot of kids.
It's amazing, right? I mean, it has to be a testament to you guys, your school, and your program, and the support that you're getting, the excitement that they have to be in choral group nowadays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you said...
back in the day, everybody did it, Anna, but it was a requirement to be a good citizen.
Yeah, and you said...
Nowadays, it's not.
Just a couple of years ago, there was only 4 kids, right?
Yeah, and so we've grown a lot, and we've had great support from our administration at Jonathan Law High School, who brings us here and supports every decision that we make, and we work really hard, and they do a lot to make it an amazing place to be.
All right, guys, are you ready to kick off Super Bowl weekend for us?
Yeah!
When you're ready, we're ready.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
Wait, the flyby.
There we go.
Oh, we're ready for the Super Bowl now.
Oh, that's right.
Salute. Go Eagles.
Oh, Jonathan.
I still think they can make it in.
Jonathan Law High School.
All those things they said about Miss Jones.
Oh, thank you so much for the choir. Thank you, Miss Jones.
Incredible
thank you so
job.
Much to have us here. We have had an amazing time, and we really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, it's so fun.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2:00.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hi.
What's going on?
It's so cold.
Right. I think that this is like the bone-shattering cold, where, like, you want people to stop posting pictures of their dashboard on Facebook, but you kind of understand because it's so cold, you don't know how to deal with it.
Right. I just feel bad for my dogs. Like, they go running out there to go to the bathroom, and then all of a sudden I see them limping back. Like, they need to be picked up because their paws are frozen.
Yeah, no, my husband texted me this morning and he said that Lila went to the bathroom in the house and he was annoyed. You gotta give her a pass. It's no big deal.
I challenge everybody to try and take a poop right now in their back or front yard with their pants drawn.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, see how that feels.
Right.
It's not gonna be fun.
With no socks on.
They go pee and it freezes on their body. It's awful.
Right. Poor little animals. What are your plans for Super Bowl?
Staying home. You guys get up too early for us to do anything for the Super Bowl.
You know, if I had a regular job, we were talking about this the other day, if I had a regular job where I had to be in at 9 or 10 or something like that and my team wasn't in, that'd be one thing. I'd be up to do it. But Anna, we've well covered the reasons why I'm not coming to your Super Bowl party.
Yeah, it's true. And Raven doesn't really want to go to anybody's Super Bowl party. He thinks his TV is better, and apparently you make better snacks, I guess.
He doesn't want to share snacks. That's his problem.
Well, you know, know thyself. All right.
So how's he been behaving as a husband?
He's been all right. I got to know, Anna, what is his win streak for can't beat Raven.
He's won 16 in a row.
Pretty good.
Wow. So I play Words with Friends. I think we've had this conversation. And, okay, I'm going to win this trivia that they do every night at 9 now.
It's like HQ.
My husband's a genius. My husband's a genius. He can beat anybody. No, he makes me lose every single time. We don't even make it to question 5, and there's like 12 questions, and he makes me lose.
How do you know everything about what we do here for Can't Beat Raven, but you don't know the stuff that's being asked at night where you actually get to make money?
Well, here's the thing. Can't Beat Raven is all pop culture stuff. On Words with Friends, it's like HQ. Every night it's different, and you don't know what the subject is going to be. Then on top of it, she's holding the phone, so I have to wait for her to read the question, and I have to give her the answer for the question in the amount of time that they've given us to do it. First, I have to have them all read to me, so I end up with only 2 seconds to answer.
No. I have the volume all the way up. You can hear the question as it's being read.
I mean, why doesn't Alicia just play her own game, and I would play my own game? Why is it my fault? Why is it not Alicia's fault? Because she doesn't know the answer without me.
Because you're the trivia expert.
Oh,
right.
She doesn't claim to be the trivia expert.
Not at all.
I mean, you guys present me as the trivia expert. I just present the facts. And
I mean,
that is 266 victories, 16 wins in a row, 27 losses.
You can quote a movie from 7 years ago that nobody's heard of, and you do it often on the show, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
7 years ago, more like 30 years ago.
Right. I do the same thing to her.
All right.
And he knows everything about everything, like space and history. And no, he can't. He can't do it. I don't know what's going on.
Don't be mad at me because you guessed Attila the Hutt instead of Attila the Hun. Seriously.
Easy mistake.
I asked you the answer, and you said yes. So, that was your loss.
You didn't pronounce that T hard enough. I couldn't hear it.
Wow. So what's the kind of grade you want to give him this week?
He was on track for an A, but he's going to get a B because I think he is literally, he doesn't want anybody to win. He doesn't want me to win because it's on my Words with Friends. But I think he's doing it on purpose.
Nonsense.
So it looks like I win.
I mean, we're married. So if she got the money, I'm getting a piece. Right. So nonsense. But all right.